Well, good morning to you everyone. What's a beautiful day. This is Noor and welcome to today's video. In today's video, we are going to continue with the Q&A section where you ask me a question and I try my best to answer your question. Now, before we start this video, I would like to remind you that if you have any question, you can leave it in the comment section if you are on YouTube and you can leave it in the review section if you are on a podcast. All right? So, today's question is from Sanja. I hope I spelled it right. And her question is actually very interesting. Noor, I want to create content for my YouTube channel. I want to start the channel, but I really cannot come up with topics to talk about and videos to create in order to start my channel. Can you give me an advice? Well, I cannot ask you a question right now because right now I'm trying to answer your question. However, let's try to look at different ways of how you can create content for your YouTube channel. Now, the first thing you have to understand, are you a business or an expert? Because a business content will differ than an expert content, right? First of all, you have to understand that we are not trying to become influencers, right? We are not trying to post a random content on the internet. That kind of content does not generate any lead to your business in the future. So, if you are a business, the first thing that you have to do is you have to demonstrate, right, your product, but not in a direct way. Say, for example, that you have cosmetics product, right? Now, you don't want to go on camera on YouTube and just sell your product, right? That's not a good way to sell because people on YouTube are not looking for product pitch. What they are looking for is tutorials. What they are looking for is someone to connect with. What they are looking for is transparent brand that actually can educate the customer. So your strategy should be, for example, the first thing that you have to do is you have to teach people how to do good makeup on it, for example, on a budget. And then once you teach people how to do the makeup, at the same time, you can actually demonstrate your product and you can show the benefit of your product and why your product is a good fit for someone who wants to make up in 10 minutes and on a budget, right? That's a good strategy. You also have some kind of content that you can post about your brand. For example, you can show the process of making your product, right? You can show behind the scenes shots or videos about how you can package the product, right? How you can create the product, the culture of your brand, and so on and so forth. This kind of content actually creates social proof and make your brand looks more legit, transparent, and credible, right? But the most important thing is you have to understand that you need to connect with the customer and you need to educate them. And in the process, you demonstrate your product. You don't pitch. Pitching is for, if you want to have a direct marketing, is when you advertise on Facebook, right? That's a different strategy. Now, if you are an expert, that's a different story because right now you have no product and you are showing your expertise. Now, let's take myself for example, right? I did not come up with content out of thin air. I spent around 6 to 7 years in the research mode about how to start a business on a budget for small startups, okay? So I spent around 5-6 years. I also spent around 14 years in China working with a lot of small startups and big corporate. So I have an idea about what small startups have and what they don't have and what they need in order to make a business successful. Once I have this knowledge, I converted all my knowledge into 10 in-depth article, and you can find the links in the video description, right? It's 10 free articles. You can go and read this article. There are 10 in-depth articles about how to start a business for a small startup and on a budget. Now, I did not create this article just because I want to create the article. No, I wanted to organize my ideas in a written method, a written way about what matters the most when it comes to starting a small business. Now, once I had these 10 articles, now I had a lot of topics to talk about, but that comes from my expertise. Now, a second tool that I use is called AnswerTheePublic. And I go to AnswerTheePublic.com and I just write a keyword, right? And it will give me all the questions on the internet around my topic. Now, these questions will give me a lot of ideas about content, right? And that's how I get the second portion of my content. Now, the third portion of my content comes actually from forums, right? So I search a lot on Reddit and other platforms around the topic of entrepreneurship and starting a small business. And I know what people like and dislike, right? I did my market research. And I also understand what the market offers and what is considered as a scam, and how can I fight back that scam? And that's how I create content. Therefore, there is a strategy around this content, right? Now, I hope that this content will actually make some people buy my Udemy courses in the future. Therefore, I create the content around a specific topic that I already have courses on Udemy, or for example, consulting service, right? Therefore, this content has a strategy. It's not just a random content, all right? So let's come back to you. First of all, identify, are you a business or are you an expert? If you are a business, we talk about that strategy. If you are an expert, well, you cannot just rip up an article and then you talk about it, because at that point you have no depth of knowledge. And if when you don't have a depth of knowledge, everyone on YouTube, almost everyone on YouTube, they don't have depth in any specific knowledge, right? And that's why you listen to them once and twice and that's it, because they don't understand the topic on a deep level. Therefore, I advise you to spend at least 3 months understanding your topic. And then I also advise you to spend at least 1 month to take all your knowledge and convert them into a written format. So you can look at your stuff and you understand, okay, so that's what matters the most. That is not required. That is not important. And you get the point, right? The third thing I tell you is that you go to Answer the Public and you look for questions that people ask about on the internet. That should actually kickstart your channel, and you should have enough ideas about how to start your channel. Once you go from there, now you will start to have followers, and the followers will start to ask you questions. And once you get questions, you can give them answers, and so on and so forth. Okay? So I hope that answers you about how you can kickstart your YouTube channel, right, or your social media channel when it comes to creating a content. I hope that it was a good answer. In the next video, we are going to talk about a different point when it comes to kickstarting your small business. Until then, I will see you. Take care for now. This is Noor, as always, with love. Bye-bye.